And it is time for K1 Car Talk on a Thursday morning. I missed out on last week's program, but I know that it was a good one, and nice to have Brad Dungus back in from the home of the 995.
It was a great show last week. We had the Children's Musical Theater folks in talking about their big event coming up this weekend.
Right.
And Taste of the Territory, and I know they're excited about that, and probably a few tickets left, but they've got a big show coming up this summer and need to raise money for their program, so it was a really good one.
Well, thank you. And, of course, what a great way to develop youth talent, and not only some singing and stage talent, but also the stagecraft that goes with it, lighting, sound, set building. They can do it all.
Yeah. No, it is an amazing program, and it's really one of the things we really should be proud about in Bartlesville here.
Absolutely. We are a blessed community with a lot of talent and the spirit of volunteerism, that's for sure.
That's right. Yeah. That's for sure. And we'd love to focus on that on the show, but it's April now. It's our anniversary month, so we're celebrating 76 years of being a Ford dealer in Bartlesville, Oklahoma.
There's a Meredith Wilson song we could get in here somehow.
So we like to celebrate that this time of year and all the good stuff, the rewards we've gotten from that. Mm-hmm. And our whole team, we're thankful for that through these decades and really appreciate our customers. Thank you so much, everybody, for what you've made possible.
Yeah.
And, we're glad to keep hanging on here and fighting the good fight every day and changing your oil and selling your cars. Its business has been great lately. We've been had a great spring and looking forward to the second quarter here. I think it's going to be great.
Continuing the traditions that people like your grandfather started.
That's right.
Yeah. We'll talk cars and servicing the car, maintaining your car a little bit later on, but you brought a friend in.
I did. I brought Sharon Hurst in, who wears lots of hats in the community.
And only one head, too.
Yeah. That's right. Well, it's easier that way. I mean, I guess if you had more heads, you could wear all your hats at the same time.
I just balance them all one on top of each other.
Well, welcome, Sharon. I know we wanted to have you in to talk about Freedom Fest, which is coming up. People know it as the big 4th of July celebration downtown. Tell us about what's going on this year and what you guys are doing.
Can you believe it's already here again? It seems like only yesterday we were talking about 2016, and here it is, almost 2017 Freedom Fest. So as usual, it's going to be downtown on 2nd Street, centering on 2nd and Johnstone, mm-hmm. and it's going to be on 4th of July.
Awesome.
Just want everybody asks me that. Are you going to be on 4th of July? Yes, it's Bartlesville 4th of July Freedom Fest. And it's an evening of all kinds of fun and activities, kids games, inflatables. We have our patriotic tribute, our opening ceremonies at 6 p.m. We have the kids parade, which we're making bigger and better than ever this year.
Okay.
One thing that is near and dear to my heart is our tribute to the heroes.
Yeah.
And we did this back in 2008, a big tribute to the heroes. Every year we do honor our military and our active duty military and our veterans. But this year we want to specifically single out those local heroes from our tri-county area.
Okay.
So that would be Washington County, Osage County, and Nowata County. This would be military active duty and veterans. It would be our first responders, police and firemen who have gone above and beyond the call of duty.
Yes.
And also recognizing civilians who have saved a life. So
wow.
We want to honor all of these people and have them join us at Freedom Fest on
awesome.
The 4th of July. They can go out to our website and enter there.
Okay.
There is an online form.
So register to be a part of that.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Right. Just go ahead and submit your hero that you want to have honored.
Uh-huh.
Or you can also send us an email,
okay.
which is info@BartlesvilleFreedomFest.org. Our website is BartlesvilleFreedomFest.org. That's easy.
Uh-huh.
So what else can I tell you?
Well, that's great. I mean, 4th of July starts at 6 o'clock in the evening.
Correct.
Honoring your heroes. Be thinking about who that is in your life. And we all know somebody, it seems like. And, so that's a great, great idea. And it would be neat to get a lot of people there that we could honor. That's wonderful. I think that's a really nice way to do it.
Yes. And when we did this in 2008, it was very moving. We had a tribute to them, which Charlie Terribaletti talked about each one and All of the heroes sat there in the front in a special reserve VIP section, mm-hmm. And introduced them to the entire community, because, of course, we do air it live thanks to KYFM.
Awesome.
Yep. Always a fun time.
It is. I'm really excited to help you guys get this going. So everybody be thinking about who those heroes are, and let's go nominate some people to be part of that program. That'll be great. So I know there's always a lot of other stuff going on during Freedom Fest. The kid parade you mentioned, are there any other big plans this year?
The biggest ones are the kids parade, which are going to have more prizes, and we are also going to be taking really nice pictures of the kids so that they can have them as mementos. And, mm-hmm. of course, everyone who enters gets to have a little bag of goodies to take home with them.
And the kids' parade, do they register for that also? Or is that
they register on site. Okay. So we're going to be registering for that at 5:30 p.m. on the evening of 4th of July.
Okay.
So real simple, but they can start thinking now about what they want to be. The theme of the parade this year is going to be honor our local heroes.
Okay.
What that means to each of you kids, it's entirely up to you. So we're just asking you to do something along that theme, and that's what you'll be judged on, and we're going to take the top three. We'll win extra special prizes.
Okay, and prizes involved too. Mm-hmm. Great.
We've got kids' games. That is free.
Uh-huh.
So the kids love that. They play these games, and they get prizes for them, and, again, all free. Inflatables, so there's all the jumping Jiminy bounce houses, uh-huh. and an inflatable climbing wall. We will have our military out there with their displays. So what else are we having?
Fireworks. Let's not forget about the fireworks to close out the evening.
How do I always forget that?
I had a feeling it would come up.
That starts at 9:45.
Okay.
And they shoot them from behind the Dungeness Stadium.
Uh-huh.
So that's going to be a big one this year. We do have a big main stage, and that's going to have, this year we have a band.
Oh, okay.
The band we've gotten is Flashback, so we're looking for everybody to come out and rock out to Flashback. And then, of course, we have our talent contest. It's a vocal talent contest,
right.
Stars of Freedom Fest, and that will be on our family stage.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's
I mean, there's a lot going on.
It's a full menu. We're also going to be doing some inside movies. There's going to be just little movie clips, cartoons, and things for people who just want to get in and just get a little cooled off.
Get comfortable. It could be warm on that evening. Who knows? In July?
Well, we've been lucky. The last couple of years, it's been really nice weather, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, not those 100-plus degrees that we expect.
It's gotten pretty sweaty out there, too.
Yeah, well, yes, it has.
Well, it's bound to that time of year.
And everybody should come hungry. As always, we line the streets with the food and drink vendors.
Food trucks and the food vendors all over. And yeah, so it's a great evening. Come get ready for register for the kid parade that evening. If you've got a local hero you want to nominate, go to the website. What was that again?
BartlesvilleFreedomFest.org.
Okay, and that probably get a lot of information there. If we didn't answer your questions, you can get more information there.
Yep.
And I don't know, all details haven't been worked out, I'm sure, but typically, assuming the Tulsa Air National Guard cooperates, an F-16 flyover, sometimes local dignitaries, Earl Sears, or sometimes Bartlesville Mayor, County Commissioners, kind of giving a little bit of an official welcome, and just a lot of other things going on as well.
It's a great time for the community to get together. I know it's been a great.
Yes.
We've been down there a number of times when we're around that night, and just want to remind everybody to come on downtown on July 4th and check out Freedom Fest.
Can I make one plea?
Sure.
Okay. This is going to be our Freedom Fest advertisement. I'd like to send out a plea for volunteers every year. I know all organizations want volunteers.
Yeah.
We really need them out at Freedom Fest to put this on.
And sponsors probably, too. I mean, I'm sure.
Oh, of course, the sponsors, yes. And we are right now soliciting that. The sponsorships are put out on our website again.
Okay.
So people can go out there if you don't want to do a big sponsorship. Just donate what you can. We appreciate anything. It does take some some amount of money to put this
to
on.
Pull this off and make a great 4th of July celebration for our community.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Just contribute, and when you see those fireworks go up, you know, this is mine. Yeah. I contributed to it.
Well, great. So, anyway, thanks for coming in, Sharon.
Well,
really appreciate your time, and look forward to a great evening there on July 4th.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much,
sure.
Brad.
Yep.
Charlie?
Always happy to help out with that. And I'll say typically, some of the volunteers are needed before, some are needed during, and, of course, there's always that cleanup afterwards. Volunteer your time an hour or two or all day or all week or whatever it takes.
It's BartlesvilleFreedomFest.org.
Right,
is the
website. So this is something that Sharon has helped spearhead for a number of years, and it's always a fun evening. Thank you so much for your hard work, Sharon. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's coming up. It's on the calendar. About an hour ago, we were talking about the good, the bad, and the barbecue. Another event coming up real soon, Mother's Day weekend. So just one of the many, many events coming up.
There's so many this time of year. We're getting going. We'll be playing baseball pretty soon.
Yeah.
We've got there's events, it seems like, all the time. Anyway,
it's a good time to be in Bartlesville.
It is a great time. Springtime in Bartlesville is really an exciting time of year. There's lots of activities every weekend, and it's beautiful weather, get out there and enjoy it. We've got great deals on cars, too.
I was hoping we'd talk a little bit about cars.
Well, there are great deals. Our truck month has ended.
Right.
Now we've started commercial truck season.
Oh, cool. So if your business uses trucks, needs trucks.
We've got special rebates on all our commercial vehicles. We've got a great selection. If you know Ford, you know Ford is the leader in commercial vehicles.
Yes.
So from our Transits to the F-Series, we really dominate in commercial vehicle sales. And we've got great incentives right now. On the Super Duty, additional $500 commercial cash on all trim levels, on the Super Duty, the Transit, and the Transit Connect, on top of everything else. Plus, a lot of you that operate these vehicles for business are going to upfit the vehicles. We've got a $1,500 commercial upfitter cash, so you get $1,500 towards your what you're going to add to the vehicle. If you need a special bed or a box van situation or some kind of apparatus inside, a lot of people do that to make them work better for their businesses.
Sure.
Of course, we've got expertise in all of that. We've got access to both Toyota, Ford, and many other banks' commercial lending operations, leasing programs, sales programs. So, all of this, come talk to us if you're in the business. And, like everything else at Dungis, our real approach to commercial business is really isn't about selling you a vehicle. It's about service, right?
Right.
And, we do that with the oil change and with all our services. But for a business, we know that having your vehicle operating is really the whole key, right? You can't make money. Your business
can't work. If the vehicle's not operating, you're not selling anything. You're not servicing any customers.
Right. So we recognize that it all starts with service, and we do a lot to help our commercial vehicle customers make sure their vehicles stay on the road. So that's all our part of that. We've also got really big rebates on the Ford side on our cars right now. We've got 3,000 customer cash on all 17 model year cars and SUVs, mm-hmm. and 4,000 customer cash on all 16 model year cars and SUVs. There's some of them even more, but that's the minimum. 16 model year Edge, we've got a special opportunity. We can take over $7,000 off. That's a dealer cash incentive. So we'll take the Dungis discount and then an additional $7,000 on some of them. That's going to be up to $8,500 off. That's an incredible deal on an Edge.
We don't talk about the Edge much. We talk about, it's just a lot of the other models.
Well, we have, because we've talked about the change in what people are buying.
Yeah.
Maybe I haven't used the Edge name so much. Escape is a similar class vehicle. But, we've seen a lot of shifts lately. People trading in their sedans, mm-hmm. getting small SUVs.
Yeah.
A lot of flexibility in that type of vehicle. And certainly, on the Toyota side, that you've got to choose from, the RAV4, the Highlander, the 4Runner, so those are great vehicles. Mm-hmm. On the Ford side, it's the Escape, the Edge, the Explorer, the Expedition. So there's a lot of great choices, different sizes, different flexibilities. A lot of them have room to store a lot of stuff, to transport a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. You got third row seating options in many of those. Mm-hmm. Some of them
not, but you know, that's the kind of stuff that you want to look at there that you just can't get in a sedan.
No, and that's the nice thing, I think, particularly as families change, grow, evolve, the uses for vehicles like the Edge and the smaller and larger variations, it just gives you so many choices.
Well, it does, and you know, that's how we use our vehicles. It's what people do with them, so it's really part of that. And you know, you do get a lot of technology in these vehicles too, mm-hmm. these days. From incredible safety stuff to great connectivity with your phone. A lot of the integration, whether it's a Ford or a Toyota, we have the Ford Sync program, mm-hmm. and then the Toyota Intune programs, which are really similar, but they essentially tie your phone to your vehicle. A lot of the, you can use voice commands and use apps through your phone and the vehicle. Mm-hmm. It's really a powerful tool. If you haven't got that on your vehicle now, you want to check that out. You know, and I mentioned it before too, on the Toyota side, we're so proud of Toyota for really focusing on safety and putting safety equipment that for a lot of manufacturers is an add-on, adds to the cost of the vehicle. Toyota is really committed to making standard equipment on all their vehicles, and that'll be rolling out over the next year or so on everything. But it's out there on a bunch of them now, on the Corolla, the RAV4, the 17 model year of all these vehicles is going to have a lane guidance system, mm-hmm. a cross traffic alert, and a pedestrian alert system. So, you know, these are just great tools that keep you safer, keep people safer, keep your car, you know, make your car more valuable. It's mm-hmm. going to retain its value better if you don't have an accident, or it prevents something from happening.
Well, I know, and the slogan is another company's, but I think it works very well for Toyota. The extras aren't extra.
That's a good point. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm just really proud of that. And on top of that, I mentioned the Corolla. There's great deals on those right now too. An incredibly low lease payment of only $179 a month. You've got only $999 down. That's less than $1,000 down. 36-month lease, $179 a month. Or you can buy it for 0% for 72. Or you can take a $2,000 customer cash rebate. So there's great deals on Corolla, similar stuff on Camry, 0 for 72, plus 1,000 TFS cash, or take 2,500 off on that on rebate. And of course, these are all Toyota incentives, mm-hmm. and you also get the big Dungeness discount. The lease on the Camry is $199 a month, so a great deal there. And we talked about the RAV4 too. Again, the 0 for 72 is there as an option, or 2,000 customer cash, which is 500 more than last month's RAV4 incentive. 2017 Camry lease is the RAV4 lease is also $199 a month.
Wow, that's a lot of options when it comes down. Okay, I've chosen the
RAV4. For a lot of value. Leasing, you know, we've talked about it before, and it's just another way to buy a car. You really are buying, say, half the car. Mm-hmm. You're only going to use half of it if you don't drive it to the end of its life. And most people trade before the vehicle is used up. Mm-hmm. If you're going to, say, for instance, the 72-month loan, you know, that's a long time, 6 years. 0% is a great deal, but when you spread out a payment over that long a period and you're biting off a little bit at a time, mm-hmm. you're in a situation early in the loan where the vehicle's not worth what you owe on it.
Yeah.
And, you know, lease kind of prevents that. You can know up going in, I'm going to have this vehicle for 36 months, I'm going to put approximately this many miles on it, I'm going to have this payment. And when I get done, I can either have the choice of purchasing the vehicle outright at that point, I can walk away from it and let the leasing company have it back, or I can and get a new one, mm-hmm. or I can lease it again. I mean, there's all kinds of flexibility, so you have the ability to really really control your vehicle cost is really what it's all about.
And that's kind of what I think a lot of people like about the idea of a lease. Whether we actually do it, we'll say, well, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the idea that, you know, I don't have to worry about, okay, I buy the car, I pay for the whole thing, then I try to sell it back to you under the We Will Buy Your Car program,
right.
Which is great, yeah. But if I don't have to go through all that, then...
Well, and if you know you're going to want a new vehicle, another thing people don't realize sometimes is that the miles are flexible. So mm-hmm. they'll say it's a 36-month, 12,000 mile a year lease, and that may work for you, or you may put three times that many miles on the vehicle. You can purchase those miles up front when you're leasing, for a lower rate than you can at the end. So you want to buy, you want to really make a pretty good guess at to what you're doing. You're not going to get there. But usually the lease residuals put you in a position where you really get better value. And then you can see that just really from the payments on the lease. At $179 a month for 36 months, I mean, it's less than $7,000 to use the Corolla for 3 years. And that's a $20,000 car approximately. So... And so you could either be paying $20,000 to use it, and at the end of 3 years still have 4 years left to pay on that at 0%, mm-hmm. or maybe you want a new car after 3 years. So there you go.
That's a good way to illustrate the point. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So
no, that works great.
And you know, when a customer says, "Okay, I've decided on the car." That's still quite a few choices as far as I'm going to buy it at this interest rate or this interest rate with the other options, or, like you said, three-year, four-year lease.
Rebates, interest rates, leasing. You know, there is some work we have to do there. I mean, we really, in today's world, the price, finding the vehicle is the fun part, right? The price is kind of the easy part. There's so much transparency on the price, and, you know, I deal with this all the time, every day, you know, and we price our vehicles up front really well. You can go on our website. You can see our pricing. You know, these are prices we sell our cars at every day. And so having that flexibility, knowing that it's out there, knowing you're getting a good deal is what people want. And, you know, I know that, you know, sometimes people will see that great deal and then say, well, can you take another $2,000 off? And, you know, I wish I could, but unfortunately, that would mean I'd be losing a lot of money, and I can't do that and stay in business for very long. So we've got to find a balance there. We want to make it fun and easy for you to buy a car. That's really our whole goal. We love our customers. We want them to be happy and come back again. So it's not about maximizing the transactional value of each deal. Mm-hmm. It's about taking care of you and your relationship and, you know, hopefully earning your business going forward.
And you're, you know, right here on this program, but also when it comes time to actually transact that deal, you know, you're doing a lot of work to be transparent with the buyer as far as, you know, how you arrived at the price of that vehicle.
Well, we do a lot of research on it. I mean, I research my new vehicle and used vehicle pricing daily. You know, we go to the third-party sites. We go out there. We look at True Car. We look at Edmunds. We look at Kelley Blue Book. We look at anybody who values a car or tells you what you think, what they think you should pay for it.
Yeah.
You know, we know that's out there. And so we look at it, and we want to make sure that we're giving you the right price. And that's really important to be transparent because we know you've got access to that information. So it's really important to really do it that way. It makes it fun and easy. And I keep hearing that from people, too. You know, how much easier it is, and you know, we've really focused on that. You know, if you've had a bad experience buying a car somewhere else, or God forbid it done, just, you know, come back, come check it out. We really have focused on making it easy. It's simple today, and you know, the hard part is getting, you know, through the paperwork, really, and then making some of these decisions about helping you get the very best deal with the complex incentive structures that the manufacturers have today, which can be complicated.
They can be because they change from month to month. And
they do.
And sometimes you hear X incentive advertised all through the month of, I'll say, March, because this is now April, and you walk in and you say, hey, I heard this great deal in March. Can I still get it? Well, Maybe not.
Yeah. And, you know, and there's a lot of special incentives, things like college graduate rebates, first-time buyer programs, affinity programs. Maybe you work somewhere where you have a special discount with Toyota or Ford, or maybe you're a part of an American Quarter Horse Association, or we mentioned the upfitter rebate. So there's all these different ways to get better deals. And, you know, a lot of that's not really advertised because you can't. It would be foolish in my mind and misleading to put all the rebates that could possibly be there in an ad, for instance, that if you didn't qualify for them, you know, because I don't know if you're a member of the American Quarter Horse Association, Charlie, so I wouldn't want to advertise that your fusion when you'd get that rebate.
Yeah. So. although I think sometimes it might be nice, and for all I know that's out there someplace, a listing of, I don't care, the Ford, Lincoln, Toyota websites where you could say, you know, if you are a member of any of these organizations, ask more questions, you know?
There is some of that. Most of the time, these programs are marketed or promoted through the through that organization.
I'll pick on
American. Sometimes they're hard to advertise. You know, I can't really, as the dealer, go out and say, you know, I'm going to. I mean, I didn't make the decision, frankly. Yeah. Ford made a lot of these decisions. We have our own programs, of course, and things like the 995 volt change. That's good for everybody.
There you go. Every day.
Every day. All day.
Yeah.
And don't forget about appointments on the oil changes or for buying a car. I mean, this is something a lot of people don't always think about. But, you know, if we know you're coming and what you're looking for in today's world, you're out there doing all that research online. I mean, you know kind of what you want. Mm-hmm. You know, give us a chance. We'll be ready when you show up. We can have that car ready. We can have a lot of the stuff done to simplify and make this a fast process. And, you know, so that's really what we're trying to do is build that process around you. So if you want us to do something special, you know, like be ready when you get there, have the car pulled up ready, all ready to go. We can be organized on how you want to purchase it. We can have your trade value already spec'd out. We can do financing before you come in if that's how you want to go. We'll even come to you. You know, we'll bring you a car at your office or at your home for test drive purposes. We're looking for any way to make it easier and simpler for you.
Yeah, and I think that's certainly the way things are going. We've talked about it for quite a while in this program. And then after the purchase, you mentioned 995 oil change, the low price brake guarantee, low price tire guarantee, and then just the professional staff that you got that if I want to do something special to my vehicle, because, you know, then they like doing that kind of stuff.
Well, they do. That's what they do. I mean, that's why they're in the car business, many of them, is they like to tinker with things. And most of our guys are, I mean, we've got about 70 employees now, and I think about 40 of them are really people who work on cars, maybe even more than that, probably 45 or 50 of them, people who work on cars. That's what they do. They love their cars. And, you know, whether they work in the detail shop, the body shop, parts department, or our service facility, or even many of the salesmen are like this. So, you know, the truth is they're out there customizing their own vehicles. We have guys that are master Toyota certified, but also really good at installing lifts.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. So you don't forget.
There's no certification for it, but they like doing it.
Yeah. Well, they fight to the end to get it right if they have to, and you know, because they've got their truck lifted, and they know what they want. They want how they want that to operate, and they want it to be right for you too.
Yeah, and I think that shows when you're talking with them, or maybe even you don't get to talk to them because you don't know which person did the work, but you say, hey, that would be good job. You know?
Yeah, no, that's right. So give us a shout there, and like I said, you can schedule an appointment for that, a detail, a special. Maybe you want to clean up your vehicle before the weekend. Mm-hmm. I know Enrique and the team have some availability here today, so give them a call. We'll be happy to do that.
Okay, so again, stop by. Is there a separate phone number for the detail shop, or just call the basic number?
Well, there.
I know 333-0900.
0900 will get you there, and it'll get you to anything at Dungis. But there is the 333-1234, I believe, is the number.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. The old Price Road Auto number. That's really mostly a detail shop now.
Right.
Anyway, call 333-0900. I know that will work. Check it out on the website, DungisChoice.com.
And if you're interested in moving the car that you're currently driving along, you can start the We Will Buy Your Car process.
Yeah. No, that's
online.
Awesome. Yeah, and we really are looking for vehicles right now. I was talking about that with some of the guys right before I left. Used cars. Used trucks, used SUVs, Highlanders, Explorers, stuff like that are really in demand right now, and we need them. So if you've got something like that, any used car that you don't need, bring it down there. We will be happy to make a cash offer to purchase it.
DungisChoice.com. News on the way.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93. 93-